You're listening to Health First, heard across Canada through the National Campus and Community Radio Association.
We are back with Caitlin Hewler, and she is a Reiki master, she's a spiritual coach, and a meditation guide. So just learning all sorts of interesting things this morning from you. When you have taken the time to learn this, have you taken things from your historical family or your spouse's historical family to bring the spiritual practices from there?
Actually, I have, and this is one of the most beautiful aspects of my journey personally, is I am with my partner who's Métis, and I've been gifted through family just deep insights into the Aboriginal traditional methods. As well, I draw a lot from my African roots, and through some of my spirit guides that do come through for me, I've been gifted certain insights and methods, such as chanting is really a deeply beneficial tool that I use for myself and for my clients, drawing upon the ancestors and just honoring the land that we are on is very important for me. And one of the ways that I love to do that for myself is to go into the forest. I'll bring some crystals with me and just go and chant and allow the beautiful moment to unfold.
How have you created relationship with your spirit guides?
So this one has been a journey. Not going to lie, when I started working with my spirit guides, I did not want to sleep with the lights off. But over time, as I learned that there was nothing to be afraid of and really allowed some of the old belief systems to fade away, I was able to build a deeper relationship, mainly through meditation. And, you know, finding that quiet moment to just sit and allow, letting go of those deep and heavy expectations of what it would look like, has really helped me to open up to that, as well through oracle and tarot cards, but honestly, just through time. Mm-hmm. And like a friendship, right? It takes sometimes time to
create
get
friendships.
To know.
Yeah, to trust.
Exactly.
And the ancestors play a big part. At learning from ancestors, connecting with them. Do you teach your daughter about your ancestry and how to connect?
Absolutely. So one of the things that me and my daughter love to do is we will sit through meditation or before she goes to bed. We'll just call upon the ancestors or her spirit team and guides to kind of come and watch over her or be with her in energy. And that's the way that we have started introducing her into some of the traditions. As well, she loves being with grandma, and I know that grandma always takes the time to introduce new things to her as well.
And bring them to her heart. Could you take us through a meditation today, Katie?
Oh, I'd be so honored to. So if everyone is in a safe place to do so, they can close their eyes. We'll just go through a quick meditation here. Breathing in through the nose, deep into the belly, exhaling out. Breathing in and out. Continuing this rhythm, extending the inhale and lengthening the exhale. Envision yourself in a beautiful wild flower field, seeing the growth around you, the greens and the flowers. As you breathe in, imagining the sweetness and the butterflies landing on the petals. In this place, there is no stress, no worry or tension. We're going to see beneath our feet an opening in the ground, allowing all tension from the top of our head to now wash away, relaxing the muscles behind the eyes, the jaw, the throat, rolling off our shoulders, letting those drop now, letting any heaviness in our heart chakra in the middle of our chest wash away, falling into this opening in Pachamama in the earth. And feel the lightness come about your body. Continuing to breathe in. And big sigh out. Letting the stress of the day go now. We'll call in the ancestors. Hey, 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 oh, 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 yeah, yeah. Oh, oh, yeah, Maya, yeah, Gaya, oh, eh. Aya, yeah, Gaya, oh, yeah. Feel them around you. And from the sky, a beautiful, purifying light comes down, 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 connecting you with your higher self, drawing that close to you now, through your crown chakra at the top of your head, third eye in the middle of your forehead, into the throat chakra, clearing up any communication problems. And back into our heart, taking a moment to feel the flame burning brightly. And when you're ready, you can begin to move your hands and feet and open your eyes if you have closed them now. May inner wealth and wellness be with you now. Namaste.
That was very beautiful, Katie. Very beautiful.
Thank you.
Can you share with us what your affirmation was when you got up today?
My affirmation was, I am beautiful, I am strong, and I'm present to be as I am. So that was a really big one for me today, in honor of coming on here and just sharing exactly who I am and being present and allowing the moments to flow between getting my daughter ready to go see grandma to feeling confident and calm to come and share my gifts today.
Your voice is so beautiful. The whole world needs to hear that voice. Do you have any plans for bringing that voice out in music?
Honestly, chanting has just been my niche. I do play a little piano on the side just for fun with my daughter. But chanting has just really healed so much within my soul, within my ancestors, from, working with them through spirit, just knowing that allowing basically that voice of mine to be heard. And I hope that I'm able to bring that forward for other people through all of my services, to just allow them to be who they are and to be fully present and to be heard and nurtured as they sit with me in space.
That's a beautiful intention for your business. And can you tell us the name of your business and how to find it?
Absolutely. So my business name is Caitlin's Heart to Heart Holistic Healing. The easiest way to find me is through Facebook at Caitlin's Heart to Heart, or you can type the full name there. I do have on my page, for anyone who's listening on the radio, to private message me, and I will send them a free meditation if they enjoyed this one that we did now, just to carry through their day so they can find me at Caitlin's Heart to Heart.
Thank you. And with COVID, are you doing Zoom meetings with people, or are you doing in-house meetings as well?
So how that translates for me is I'm available for both. I do only take 1 to 2 clients a week right now in-house, just because of the cleaning process and offering masks and things like that. But all of my services, from tarot reading to energy work, all are done online. So I'm able to set up a Zoom, Facebook chat, whatever is connecting for the client. And we can just do our hour session on a day that we book through online.
And you are local, Prince George, because this will be aired across Canada. But this is for the Prince George area.
Absolutely.
Okay, but you can go online and work distance.
Yeah, I do all of my Reiki healing, especially distantly, my tarot readings. And it's really lovely because sometimes we don't have a lot of time to, you know, sit and relax for an hour. So I do all of my Reiki healings in the middle of the night, where it's channeled for you to receive all of this beneficial energy with a guided meditation you listen to as the last thing before you go to bed. And you just wake up feeling amazing and restored. So very convenient.
Well, thank you so much for sharing your healing journey and your healing practices with us today. It's been an honor to have you on the radio.
It's been an honor to be here. Thank you so much, Kathy.
Okay, thanks. We'd also like to thank our producer, Alan Wishart, and we'd like to thank all the community stations across Canada that carry our program. Have a healthy and happy day.